This is Earth Notes. Chaco Canyon National Historical Park is noted for amazing structures called great houses, massive buildings constructed by ancestral Puebloans who inhabited the nearly treeless high desert of northwestern New Mexico 1,000 years ago. Besides local stone and earth, nearly 250,000 trees were harvested for beams in the buildings. In a two-pronged study, scientists at the University of Arizona's Laboratory of Tree Ring Research compared strontium isotope values in soil and wood to determine the source of the timbers. They matched tree ring samples collected in the area's seven mountain ranges with timbers in the great houses, comparing and correlating growth patterns to suggest where and when the wood was cut. Their conclusion? Most of the spruce and fir was procured from Mount Taylor, 60 miles southeast of Chaco Canyon. But ponderosa pine was the main species used, and much of it probably came from the Zuni Range to the south and from the Chushka Mountains to the west, each about 50 miles from Chaco. The Zuni Mountains also likely supplied most of Chaco's pinon and juniper. An uptick in ponderosa harvesting in the Chushkas appears to have coincided with an increase in great house construction during the late 11th century. Still unknown is just how the Puebloans moved these large trees such distances to Chaco Canyon. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.